All right, next up, we've got Profestriga, carving nature at its joints.
We live in bodies marked by features that are definitely real, built of melanin and shapes of bones and bits of flesh, and the rest really what's revealing are the shapes at all, but where we draw the lines, what we call natural. We turn chains of cells and proteins into sex and race, then we wonder if these categories have a real basis, whether they reflect the real or just what's in our head, if they reflect the truth of nature and if they're what we use instead. But what doesn't matter is real to me.
This is very much a cerebral work. It's essentially all about sex and gender, and it seeks to correct views that the artist feels are common misunderstandings. And I assume while bringing a real sense of catharsis to the listener and probably the artist too. And this is quite an ambitious song. And in some ways, it's very impressive what is communicated, but in other ways, it fails as effective rap. And part of the problem here is balancing the ideas that need to be expressed with the need to maintain metrical flow. Now, this is just not maintaining consistent syllable counts, but it's all about being mindful of the word stress. So, like, for example, the following line is, if they reflect the truth of nature, and if no, what we'd use instead, but. So this line is essentially free verse and does not fit into a recognizable poetic meter. Specifically, and if no what is problematic because the pattern of two unstressed syllables followed by two stressed syllables is creating sort of this unbalanced phrase. So like two consecutive unstressed syllables you tend to hurry through, and if, and then two consecutive stressed syllables, no what, is kind of jarring and heavy. And this combined with the sort of verbosity of the line leads it to having a really unbalanced and awkward feel. And hip-hop is at its core built on the interplay of rhythm and language. And English itself has a natural rhythm that must be heeded in order to create and maintain rhythmic flow. So I also feel like that there's a disconnect between the intellectual rigor of the subject matter and the use of Cookie Monster or screamed vocals, which can be difficult for me to take seriously if they're not done superbly well. Like, bands like The Refused are able to scream convincingly and powerfully on recordings, but I can't imagine that's easy to replicate. Like, I wonder at the difficulty of maintaining an acceptable level of passion and conviction over the required amount of takes that it's going to take to get a useful result. I enjoyed, like, learning about all the different, like, how, you know, trans-exclusionary radical feminists, like, what their point of view is and why that's misguided. And I especially liked the part about how trans people believe that they can take the pattern of their own experiences, and it's often a fallacy for them to try to transplant that on other people's experiences. So I learned a lot by reading the lyrics, but I did not appreciate this as, hip-hop slash metal in that genre.
I get that this is a tirade and a diatribe. It's a statement, or actually a few statements, or maybe more of a discussion or a string of arguments. So the music is secondary and the production is tertiary at best, but holy moly, this is produced really poorly. They really need to watch a couple of YouTube tutorials about volume in whatever DAW they're using. You know, just clipping, clipping, clipping all the way through, which is when you're so loud that it kind of overblows what's able to be recorded and essentially kind of knocks it out. So this is just, get on YouTube. Figure out, I know you want to maximize your volume, but figure out how to do it without clipping. It'd be a really good idea. Now, I don't want to get into these issues very much that were discussed, you know, in the lyrics. I like everything that Chumpy said. He's got a really good take on it. But I don't like discussing this stuff mostly because I feel very strongly that I don't have any standing about it. You know, my cis feelings are very ingrained in myself, and whether that's nature or nurture within me is immaterial at this point. But since my cis feelings are so set, I don't feel like I have any standing to express, you know, any opinions or stance. And instead, I should just listen to the people that these issues affect the most. And I should listen and learn from them. And I should limit my own involvement to, you know, supporting trans rights and trans visibility. Other than that, just, you know, let the trans folks have kind of their own stories and their own voice. And other than that, you know, show my support and otherwise stay out of it. Now, having said all that, I genuinely don't know how that's going to translate in my song rankings. This is impressive in a lot of ways, and also amateurish in a lot of ways. So, yeah, it's a tough call.